Do officials who award contracts really know whom they're giving money to? Agencies are supposed to record past experiences with contractors in a shared database. The Government Accountability Office finds drastically different levels of compliance across government. Procurement attorney Joe Petrillo joins us in this week's Legal Loop to discuss who knows what about whom. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Emily.
So, Joe, give us the broad overview with this report out this month. What does GAO say about the levels of compliance across government?
Well, GAO took a look at, you know, how agencies are doing in reporting the past performance of their contractors, and the picture isn't pretty. They found that the best agency was Defense, with 83% compliance. Treasury had 71% compliance. Interior, 51% compliance. Everyone else was under 50%. So most agencies are providing past performance information on fewer than half the contracts where they're supposed to be providing that information.
And we talk about that information. What is it?
Well, it's basically a review of how well the contractor is doing in performance. There are some standardized categories, such as the ability to perform, the quality of the items or services you're providing, cost control, where that's a factor, timeliness, and small business utilization. So all of those things are part of the review, and agencies are supposed to provide an assessment for how well their contractors are doing in each of those categories.
And this is mandated by law. Do you know why lawmakers decided to put this in? I mean, what's the importance of this?
Well, the idea about, you know, using past performance in, you know, reviewing contracts has been around since 1992 when the Office of Federal Procurement Policy first issued a policy letter saying they should, agencies should do that. Congress picked up on that in legislation in the mid-90s, and it's been around ever since. There's a sort of twofold idea. One is contractors will have an inducement to perform better if they know their performance is going to be evaluated. And secondly, past performance is ordinarily an evaluation factor in competitive procurements for new work. So obviously you want to give new work to contractors who do a good job or have demonstrated they do a good job, and that's what the system's supposed to do.
And with this shared database that they are all supposed to be using, is this the only way that the agencies talk to each other about contractors and perhaps warn each other about contractors that did not live up to expectations?
Well, there are two other ways that that information gets shared. One is in particularly bad cases, there's debarment or suspension, but that's usually only for the most drastic areas of poor performance. And the second area is when there is no evaluation performed on the shared database, individual agencies will get questionnaires from contractors during the competition period for another contract. So if you don't fill out the standard reports in the shared database, you're going to be getting requests to fill out questionnaires, which probably will ultimately be even more time consuming.
And those questionnaires, though, are they something that the contractor asks for, and are they actually something that is property of the contractor?
No, the contractor will, send those out to be filled out, but the reporter will usually send those directly back to the agency that's doing the evaluation for the contract performance. And their information that is supposed to, fill in the gap when the computerized information isn't available.
Okay, so in a way, that's like the other side of this coin. We're talking about a database that is supposed to be proactive, I suppose, in terms of letting agencies easily see this information. If they don't get it, then they've got to do some legwork to get some other agencies to answer questions.
Exactly.
So why do you think there are these drastically different rates of compliance? And, 83% in some areas might not, I mean, that's like a B minus, but with the Defense Department meeting 83% far above all the other ones, what is it doing right, and why aren't the other ones doing it?
Well, it's interesting that this comes after there was a major push in legislation in 2013 and 2012 to improve the compliance rate. Four or five things were done as a result of that. One is that there were standards for timeliness. A guide on how to use the computerized system says that the evaluation should be completed within 120 days after the end of the period. There are standards for completeness. All of the factors have to be responded to if they're relevant factors for the contract. The contracting officer is identified in the FAR as responsible for completing evaluations unless the agency provides something differently. And then agency managers are supposed to evaluate compliance and assign responsibility and accountability for completeness of the performance submissions. So all of those are now required, but in spite of those efforts, we're still showing that the numbers we're getting. There were also targets that OFPP established that were fairly ambitious to bring agencies on up to compliance, and given the rates that I've reported, that the GAO has reported, we're well short of those targets. I think that the difference you see between, for instance, defense and the other agencies is the result of management emphasis being placed upon past performance. I mean, I think that's the only thing that makes any sense to me. DOD has decided to make this a management priority and has sort of vigorously pushed that down through the organization, even though they have by far the largest contracting organization. And the results are the highest rate of performance in this area. But I think it also has an interesting cautionary tale for those who are tempted to reform contracting by changing the rules. There has been a lot of that done in the past decades, and you find a situation where the contracting cadre is apparently, you know, reeling from one set of new requirements to another, having trouble digesting those. There's been a lot of turnover in contracting staff, as we all know. The new staff isn't always as well trained as it should be. And so you've just got too many demands upon the contracting cadre to do things that require that are requirements of their jobs, and those requirements keep shifting. So in that sort of chaotic environment, you think you have problems like the ones that GAO has addressed in this report.
We're speaking with Joe Petrillo, a procurement attorney with the law firm Petrillo and Powell. And Joe, I know the report doesn't go into this, but it does beg the question, when agencies are not complying with this database and submitting contractor evaluations through it, are they actually filling out those paper forms they get afterwards that other agencies want to know? And I know this didn't go into it, but I think that raises a larger question as to whether they are doing these evaluations, period, or they're simply not taking a liking to this database that the White House has been pushing.
Well, I think the database is by far the easiest way to comply with the requirement to provide past performance information. In terms of the idea of filling out individual questionnaires for particular procurements, I don't know that there's been any study there, but anecdotally you can see a record of that in GAO bid protest decisions. And, one of the things you see is that, it's pretty hit or miss. I mean, some offerors will have one or two questionnaires filled out, and others will have, many more. And agencies are, thrust back on having to use the information that's in front of them to make the evaluation. If that information's incomplete, well, then you have to wonder if they're getting the best evaluations done.
Right. Well, and I guess that can hurt the contractors.
Certainly can. Yeah. If you have a contract where you've done an excellent job, but you can't get a performance evaluation, you're not going to get credit for that.
Well, let me ask you, GAO did not make any of its own recommendations with this report. They were simply saying, hey, this is where things stand. From your perspective, though, What do you think the government should be doing? This is not a case of the White House lacking guidance. They're pushing agencies to do certain things, and the agencies, by and large, are not doing it.
Well, that's a wider management problem. And how do you, you know, make sure that things get done in your agency? And, you know, the answers that seem to be coming back from people who are looking at the process in a global fashion are that the contracting function is still understaffed, and those who are there are still undertrained. And until we get those two basic problems fixed, I think these other problems are going to be very hard to address.
Joe Petrillo is a procurement attorney with the law firm Petrillo & Powell. Joe, thank you.
You're very welcome.